Welcome to Community Focus. I'm Cynthia Sosa. Coming up on October 26th is the first ever Community Vision Expo here on the beautiful Cameron University campus in our Bentley Gardens. And here to talk to us about it is my good friend, Dr. Brian Birdwell, and my good friend, Barbara Curry. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us, Cynthia.
First of all, Brian, tell us all about this Community Vision Expo.
Well, this has grown out of events that the Patriot Lions Club has had in the past, and we've had a big event and a run in the park. Mm-hmm. Last year, we inaugurated something new. It was a blindfolded walk, and everyone immediately saw what an interesting thing and how so many more people could participate. And this has grown and kind of evolved. And so this year, we decided to come to the Cameron campus, the Bentley Gardens, continue with our blindfold walk, but also have this be an opportunity to have other kinds of experiences, other kinds of information, and some really valuable health and vision screening for all ages. And it's all coming together Saturday, October 26th from 9 to 1. We've got some very helpful corporate sponsors, Republic Paperboard, Complete Eye Care is joining us this year, and several local banks. The Lions Club, in 1925, it was still a young organization in the United States, and Helen Keller spoke to the Lions at their international convention and challenged the Lions to be the Knights of the Blind. And that has become the focus for this club in all of the decades since, nearly a century. And so that's what we do. We're about blindness, we're about vision preservation, we're about service to the blind and health care and health prevention and all the things associated with that, with vision.
So that leads us back to your Community Vision Expo. What all is going to be there? Who all is going to be at your expo this year?
Well, it's really, I think, going to be pretty neat because along with the experience of walking a route with someone who's gotten some training, we do a little training for the guide to go on this walk so that it's safe. But that's really a remarkable experience if you've never done it. For kids, because this is a real family-friendly event, we're going to have a corn toss, and you'll wear some kind of goggles or maybe a blindfold or an eye patch, just to have that alteration of vision and have the experience of playing a familiar game but with an unfamiliar situation.
Sure.
We've got a Nerf dart game. We've got the Highway Patrol Sheriff is going to come, and they've got these drunk goggles. It's kind of an interesting thing, so you can try to walk a straight line. We have, as Barbara will tell you, Women That Vote. She's going to talk about the experience of having low vision or blindness and how to be able to vote. The Lawton Council of the Blind will be there. This is a great local organization that does all kinds of really cool service projects to help blind and low vision folks. At least two displays where we're going to have the special technology that's becoming more and more available for very low vision people to regain elements of meaningful eyesight. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a cool game with a Braille cube. We've got community nutrition folks that will be there, along with the Division of Rehabilitative Services, talking about special services, but also some particular attention to diabetes, which is a major cause of low vision and blindness.
Right.
And so people can sign up for special classes. And then the other major element to this, Cynthia, is some special health and vision screening that will be taking place in the Wichita Room, which is just directly adjacent to the rest of the event. There, the Lions Mobile Health Unit will come, and what they do, and by the way, they're allied now with Integris, so this is really a more powerful kind of a thing, and there will be blood sugar, blood pressure, cholesterol, even osteoporosis check, as well as a vision screen. And then something else that the Lions does is to do a special kind of eye screening for children, clear down to 6 months of age. And this is a wonderful service that we try to reach out and do in schools. It's a very important thing because certain kinds of problems that occur early in childhood can even be detected down to 6 months.
Wow.
This can be detected, and you can take steps early on to correct something that may otherwise be a lifelong problem for people. Mm-hmm. So there's really some wonderful opportunities for people to come and have a cool experience, to learn some neat things, and to even have some health and vision screening. All of this happening Saturday, October 26th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Awesome. Barbara, in your work with the Women That Vote organization, what are you finding as far as people that have visual challenges mm-hmm. with voting?
Well, I was invited not long ago to have lunch with some dear friends of mine that are vision impaired. Most of them were blind. And I asked, there are this many people in a certain ward and only this amount of people showed up to vote. Why is that? Mm-hmm. And immediately there were two or three of them that said, I send an absentee ballot to my home state because I can't see and I haven't been able to find anybody to help me to go fill out the voter registration. From that, I decided, okay, you know what, there's an untapped audience, and I was looking for a place for women that vote to go a little deeper into what we're doing. And so I decided to get involved with registering those that are vision impaired, those that are physical handicapped, to help them to get registered to vote in an atmosphere where they're not so intimidated and where they don't feel different, but you know what, I can do this comfortably and we can go ahead and get them registered right here since they've been living right here.
Right.
They need Absolutely. To vote here.
Absolutely. And so what can people expect at the expo?
We will have a table set up. We will have voter registration form, and we are going to be ready to sign people up to get them registered to vote. It's a very easy form. It's just one page. Mm-hmm. For people that are vision impaired or even illiterate, we will fill out that application with them line by line, exactly what they say, exactly what they want us to fill in. And then there's a box where we have to sign to say that we help them do that. Then Monday morning, like I always do, I will be right there at the election board turning those registration forms in so that they can go ahead and receive their voter ID.
That is so awesome. I am so excited about how you are continuously expanding mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. the women that vote mm-hmm. to include all people mm-hmm. and getting people to make an educated vote. The Community Vision Expo 2019. What's some contact information in case somebody has some questions?
We're on Facebook. The Lawton Council of the Blind is an excellent organization for information. You can call Lawton Patriot Lions Club. I really encourage anyone just to come out and have an interesting, good time. It's free, and I'm hoping to see a lot of folks out there.
Indeed. And yeah, that's at the Cameron University, Bentley Gardens, Saturday, October 26th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Brian and Barbara, thank you so much for always taking time to come over and talk to us.
It's wonderful.
Cynthia, thank you so much.